Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Flavor Bible by Andrew Dornenberg and Karen Page is a culinary reference book designed to help cooks create better dishes by understanding how flavors work together. Rather than providing step-by-step recipes, it functions as an idea engine, an ingredient-centered guide to pairing foods with herbs, spices, aromatics, acids, and other seasonings that professional chefs regularly rely on. Built from extensive interviews with accomplished American chefs, the book organizes practical kitchen wisdom into an accessible format that supports improvisation and menu development. Alongside its famous pairing lists, it frames flavor as something that can be shaped through balance, contrast, and layering, not simply through strict adherence to instructions. For home cooks, it offers a way to move beyond repeating familiar combinations. For professionals and students, it serves as a fast, dependable desk reference when designing dishes or troubleshooting a plate that feels flat. Its purpose is to make creative cooking more intuitive, confident, and consistently delicious. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ingredient-based structure as a tool for improvisation. A defining feature of the Flavor Bible is its organization around ingredients rather than finished dishes. This structure mirrors how cooks actually think when they open the refrigerator or plan around seasonal produce. Start with what you have, then decide what will make it taste complete. For each core ingredient, the book provides a curated set of compatible flavors, often highlighting which pairings are most strongly associated with chef practice. That approach helps readers move from dependence on recipes to a more flexible, problem-solving mindset. If chicken tastes bland, the question becomes which aromatics, herbs, acids, or spice directions could lift it, not which single approved recipe to follow. The format also supports substitution. When an herb is unavailable, the reader can scan adjacent options that create a similar effect, such as shifting from a bright citrusy direction toward a warm savory one. This ingredient-first logic makes the book useful at multiple skill levels. Beginners gain guidance for safe combinations, while experienced cooks gain a wide palette for creative variation without losing coherence. Secondly, balancing the basic tastes to build complete flavor. The book emphasizes that deliciousness is not only about pairing compatible ingredients, but also about balancing fundamental taste dimensions. It highlights the roles of salty, sour, bitter, and sweet, encouraging cooks to notice what is missing when a dish feels one note. This framework is practical because it translates directly into kitchen decisions. Salt can sharpen and amplify sweetness, can round edges or counter bitterness. Bitterness can add sophistication, and restraint soreness can cut richness and prevent heaviness. Thinking and tastes also helps with restraint. Instead of adding more of the same seasoning, the cook can introduce a complementary taste that restores balance. For example, a rich sauce might need acidity, or a vegetable dish might benefit from a hint of sweetness to offset bitterness. By treating taste harmony as a deliberate design element, the book trains readers to adjust food intelligently during cooking and at the end of a dish. The result is greater consistency and fewer meals that feel either dull or aggressively seasoned. Thirdly, brightening dishes through acids and high-note flavors. A recurring practical lesson in the Flavor Bible is how often great food depends on brightness. The book draws attention to acids and other high-note elements that bring energy to a dish, especially when ingredients are fatty, starchy, or slow-cooked. Citrus juices and zests, vinegars, and tangy dairy can wake up flavors that otherwise taste heavy or muted. It also points readers toward herbs, spices, and aromatic ingredients that create a similar lift, offering pathways beyond lemon and basic vinegar. This is not presented as a rigid rule, but as a creative lever. If a dish tastes flat, a small amount of acid or a bright aromatic can provide contrast and clarity. That mindset is valuable because it shifts the cook from adding more salt or more heat as a default fix. It also supports seasonal cooking, since different produce and proteins call for different styles of brightness. By making brightening a conscious step in finishing and plating, the book helps readers produce food that tastes more vivid and professionally composed. Fourthly, deepening flavor with layering and complementary foundations. Alongside brightness, the book underscores depth, the sense that a dish has a foundation, and staying power on the palate. The Flavor Bible supports this by showing how cooks can layer flavor families rather than relying on a single dominant seasoning. Aromatics such as onions, garlic, shallots, and related ingredients often form the base, while spices, herbs, and savory elements add complexity at different stages of cooking. The logic of layering encourages thinking in time as well as ingredients. Some flavors should be cooked to mellow and integrate, while others are best added near the end for freshness. Depth can also come from choosing complementary supporting notes, such as earthy, smoky, or nutty accents that make a main ingredient feel more substantial. This approach is especially helpful when cooking lean proteins, vegetables, or simple grains, where the risk is a thin-tasting result. By presenting many possible building blocks that chefs use to create richness without necessarily adding heaviness, The book gives readers a vocabulary for constructing flavors that feel intentional and complete. Lastly, chef-informed creativity and the mindset of culinary intuition. The Flavor Bible is grounded in the working knowledge of respected chefs, and its larger contribution is teaching a way of thinking about cooking. The book treats creativity as a skill that can be practiced, observe, taste, adjust, and learn the logic behind successful combinations. Instead of insisting on a single tradition or cuisine, it encourages exploration across ingredients, techniques, textures, and temperatures. That broad perspective is valuable for anyone who wants to design original dishes while still respecting what tends to work. The chef-informed nature of the reference lists provides authority, but the real benefit is the confidence it gives readers to make choices. When you understand that many great dishes are variations on a few flavor principles, experimentation becomes less risky. The book also reinforces the idea that cooking is sensory and experiential, not just technical. That includes attention to aroma, mouthfeel, and the emotional impact of a meal. By combining practical pairing guidance with a creative mindset, it becomes both a reference and a training manual for culinary intuition. In conclusion, the Flavor Bible is best suited for cooks who want to think rather than merely follow. Passionate home cooks will benefit most once they have basic kitchen skills and are ready to improvise with what they have on hand, repair dishes that taste unbalanced, or plan meals around seasons and markets. Culinary students and working professionals can use it as a fast reference during menu development, prep planning, or when searching for a fresh angle on a familiar ingredient. Its practical value is immediate. It helps you choose supporting flavors, identify what a dish needs to feel finished, and expand your range beyond habitual combinations. Intellectually, it strengthens your internal model of flavor by repeatedly showing patterns of affinity and contrast across ingredients. What makes the book stand out among cookbooks is that it is not primarily about replicating signature recipes. Instead, it offers a structured way to create your own, guided by chef-tested pairings and a clear emphasis on balance, brightness, and depth. Compared with more technique-focused manuals or single cuisine collections, it is a versatile, cross-cuisine companion that remains useful for years because it supports decision-making in any kitchen. If you would like to support Andrew Dornenberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.